Sadly, we are facing into a strike next week by organisations that do not want to put the people they assist at risk, who provide vital services for many of the most vulnerable people in our society. They have been forced into this position by a government that refuses to recognise the value of the services that they provide. I am talking about organisations like the Irish Wheelchair Association, who I met with last Monday in Donegal to hear about the impact that the strike will have. There were many service users there who spoke so highly of the support they get and were 100% behind the staff in the strike action. To be there and listen to the respect that vulnerable service users have for the staff of the Wheelchair Association was humbling and showed the impact that a strike like this will have on them, but their support was total. It also shows that the amount of respect that you as a government will lose from the most vulnerable people will be shocking as well. These agencies are state-funded to provide services that the state has declined or failed to provide. Yet the state has cut the funding to them and they have not had pay restoration since the crash. These workers are in lesser terms and conditions than their HSE counterparts, and the pay differential, according to some organisations, is up to 20% at this stage. That is not to mention that they have no pension entitlements either. This has led to a turnover in staff of around 30% per year. How can any organisation work like that? It is amazing that in 2023 we are still talking about the effects of the bailout and the impact it has had on every part of our society. Carers' allowance hadn't increased since 2008, and they were only looking for a restoration. The pay issue of the Section 39, 50, Section 10 organisations are going on strike next week, goes back to the bailout. Housing was attacked by the Troika, and we're still living through that now. Thousands of children are homeless directly because of the bailout, and there is no sign of even an attempt to resolve that. Maybe if the service users of Section 39, 50, Section 10 organisations were wealthy or educated in the right schools, they would be sorted by now. Sadly, that is the reality as I see it. DEEPER can do the right thing and resolve this strike now before it happens, and I don't think that is too much to ask, and they should be here listening to the views of the members of this House as well. Thank you.